Title: Carrot and Stick Export Controls. U.S. export controls give benefits to allies. Content: Export controls are the manifestation of foreign, economic, and national security policy, and the implementation of policy requires dynamic adjustment, a back and forth, a balance. So, on December 7, 2023, amid the tightening of new semiconductor regulations, BIS announced it was relaxing regulations around another set of exports. This drawing back of the controls arrives in the form of a set of three rules easing license requirements and expanding license exceptions. While seemingly disparate, each of the three areas of amendments represents a consistent push to align U.S. export policy with those of its allies and trade partners, as well as to reward those allies with, slightly, less burdensome controls. The first rule changes licensing requirements related to Australia group-controlled pathogens and toxins and crime control licenses. The second rule expands license exceptions for missile technology items. And the third is a proposed rule requesting comment on how to encourage more usage of the License Exception Strategic Trade Authorization, STA. Taken as a whole, these changes are a part of a broader effort to relax licenses and controls for U.S.-friendly countries. Rule 1. Less license requirements for pathogens and crime control. What it says, this rule, 1, revises the licensing requirements for chemical and biological non-proliferation to certain pathogens and toxins for Australia group countries and, 2, revises the licensing requirements for certain crime control, CC, goods to 7 key allies, 2, in the Global Export Control Coalition, GECC. What it means, in amending controls, BIS recognizes that Australia Group countries, 3, have implemented effective export control for dual-use biological items. The Commerce Control List items affected are pathogens and toxins, genetically modified material based on these pathogens, and related technology, all of which may now be exported without a license. This takes over 1,000 yearly license applications off of BIS's docket, which is great for the rest of us with applications in the queue. In addition, 7 countries have been removed from the CC, 1 and CC, 3 columns of the country control list, and these items will no longer require a license. These controlled items run the gamut from shotguns to fingerprinting equipment, but generally, they cover equipment you would expect to be used by law enforcement. These changes were made because of these countries' commitments to human rights protection, particularly in support of Ukraine after the Russian invasion, illustrating the point that alignment with U.S. policy goals earns tangible rewards for U.S. allies. These amendments will remove around 200 licenses from BIS's docket. Rule 2, more license exceptions? Missiles, what it says, countries in that are in both country group A, 2 and the Global Export Control Coalition will now benefit from licenses exceptions related to certain missile technology items. What it means, most changes in this new rule are to align the Commerce Control List with the Missile Technology Control Regime, MTCR. 4. Embedded, though, are expansions to numerous license exceptions for MT-controlled items. The biggest benefit will be felt for companies that export civil manned aircraft parts, which may be a significant relief as any items or technology entangled in the MTCR become extremely difficult to work on or with across borders. These exception expansions open trade for certain dual-use parts, such as propulsion systems. Rule 3. Proposed rule for STA expansion. What it says, this proposed rule seeks comment on how to push more exporters to use the license exception STA. What it means, essentially what BIS is doing here is trying to pinpoint bottlenecks for companies wanting to benefit from the license exception STA. They want to hear why there is apparent reluctance for exporters to rely on this exception. Wait, what? We have participated in enough compliance conferences where BIS representatives have, clearly and patiently, explained STA and its benefits. The resounding response on this apparent reluctance is the complexity of the STA rule and uncertainty on the details of applying it. Companies would definitely prefer not to go through a license application, but they don't want to put themselves at risk by misunderstanding or misusing STA. We will go ahead and interpret this BIS request.